Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Do you want some bits and pieces from the week?
This would be Afric, by the way.
Stories
of the week. By the way, is there a story? Have you seen the story? Oh, damn, I saw one story I was going to say.
Obviously, oh, what? Did you do some research?
No, the story, obviously, this week is only one thing. There's a bizarre, like, things happening with that funeral in London because it's just so weird.
It's,
like, queue's 25,000 miles long.
Yes, I am starting to suspect that the queue possibly didn't need to be 22 hours long, but it does give the impression.
Around the world,
it does give the impression.
Yeah. I thought I had a headline there. Oh, there it is. Look,
the BBC just said you could see it from space, which I don't think is true.
No, like, of all the Queen's stories, but there's one in the Mail today. It's fantastic. Yeah. Look, the Queen's recipe for pancakes goes viral in the wake of her death after royal fans resurfaced 1960 letter that she wrote to President Eisenhower detailing how to make them.
Oh, well, do you know what? I started rewatching The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
In order to get it.
The Crown is great.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. And it's coming back in November, actually. It's very exciting.
Number five coming up.
With Imelda Staunton. Yeah. So on The Queen.
Well, that's right. She's playing The Queen this time.
Yeah, Imelda Staunton, this time, yeah. So one of the stories this week was about Joe Biden and the fact that they're going to, for the funeral on Monday, they're going to have to pile all the world leaders on buses.
In a bus, yeah.
Basically on a coach to get to the thing.
He never travels anywhere without Air Force One.
Well,
and then the beast comes in the belly of the beast.
Exactly.
In other words, the big car.
So
that's not coming either, is it?
Well, apparently Joe Biden and only Joe Biden has been given a pass to come in Air Force One and bring the beast because Biden is not
Leo
going.
Leo or Michal can't bring the beast.
Joe Biden is not going on the bus, which is, the way, like when the UN General Assembly happens in New York and stuff, everybody's in their own cars and all the roads are closed and all that kind of stuff. And it's every single world leader like in the world. And people can come separately. But because it's, you know, London and it's the, you know, we're not set up for that and the amount of people. So Joe Biden has been given a pass. So apparently Air Force One is coming and also he will be able to bring the beast.
And also wherever they're having the big yoke, whatever happens in terms of like an after thing, a party, a wake, whatever it is.
The
other two, Harry and Meghan can't go or something. They're not allowed.
But there's lots of conflicting reports about what Harry and Meghan can or can't do.
And would he be dressed as a soldier or not?
Apparently Harry wasn't wearing his military uniform during the week, but the others were
back from the cleaners.
Exactly, back from the cleaners. So we see what happens on Monday, I guess. The other thing that happened, and we talk about this, I think every year, the Ig Nobel Awards,
Were they announced this week? Were they
very good? I love these. It's always a perennial favourite, as they say. So
and they're taken seriously in that, Nobel Prize winners would go and accept.
It's kind of like it's kind of like when they do the golden raspberries with the Oscars.
Exactly, the night before the Oscars. Yeah.
Exactly. So, they usually come out a month before, less than a month before the actual Nobel Prizes are announced. It happened on Thursday, the 32nd annual Ig Nobel Prize ceremony, and it was pre-recorded this year. It was the third year in a row that it was pre-recorded, which started obviously because of COVID and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was webcast on the Annals of Improbable Research magazine's website. So I love these because it's like fun science and stuff.
It's not even that.
Stupid science.
There's men and women in white coats who spend 6 months doing this stuff and get paid for it. And it's like, they get paid for this?
Yeah.
So what do they get paid for?
So the winners this year, 10 categories, included scientists who found when people went on a blind date and they're attracted to each other, their heart rates synchronize, apparently. The researchers looked into why legal documents are so completely impossible to read.
Oh my God, what's the conclusion? Unnecessary, I presume.
Unnecessary is the conclusion.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely no reason. I was saying just before the break, I watched a documentary recently about the financial crash in 2008.
Oh yeah, the Matt Damon.
Yeah, the Matt Damon Inside Job, I think it was called.
Yeah,
and they said
that make you very angry.
It would make you very angry, and they said that one of the contributors said that the reason that bankers like you to think that it's so all sounds so complicated because bankers like you to think that only they can do what they can do, kind of thing. Nobody else can do it. So do you want some of the winners this year from the Ig Nobel Awards?
This year or any year?
This year or any year. Okay, so this year. The Applied Cardiology Prize this year was for Eliska Prochaskova, who sought and found evidence that when new romantic partners meet for the first time and feel attracted to each other, their heart rates synchronise.
Ah, isn't that lovely?
Isn't it? So you can be swiping away on Tinder all you want, but if your heart rate doesn't synchronise when you meet your swipee...
Come on to the next one.
Doomed. Go on to the next one, yeah. Literature Prize this year was analysing what makes legal documents unnecessarily difficult to understand. They said that this was for the general public and for lawyers as well. And the takeaway from that was to be, if the easier they are to understand, the more beneficial it will be to the lawyers and to the general public as well. Medicine Prize this year was for showing that when patients undergo some forms of toxic chemotherapy, they suffer fewer harmful side effects when they're given ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, which I really liked. I thought that was great. Ice cream generally brought into medicine of any kind, I'm for.
Really? It'd just be lollipops.
It's like your man with the marmalade sandwich, Paddington, who's had a real big week.
My God, Paddington. I mean, he's from Peru, isn't he? Controlling London?
I don't know.
The corgis are in second place.
Controlling London. So the engineering prize I enjoyed, which was for trying to discover the most efficient way for people to use their fingers when turning a knob. So the best way to open a door, basically.
I'm trying to work that one out. Okay, fine.
The most efficient finger placement. Art History Prize was a multidisciplinary approach to ritual enema scenes on ancient Mayan pottery.
All right. Fair enough.
But the one that I really liked this year was for trying to understand how ducklings manage to swim in formation. Do you know the way they
just Mother Nature or whatever.
Someone up the front has a map.
GPS. Okay, so tell me, what's the conclusion of that, do you know?
So the guy who conducted this research is called Frank Fish. Which is really good.
Okay.
And he said, science is fun. And my tagline is that if you're not doing science, you're not doing good science if you're not having fun. So he explained that the reason they swim in formation and walk in formation and stuff is because it's designed to conserve energy. The ducklings are drafting, much like stock cars, cyclists and runners do in a race.
Right.
So apparently this is the reason that they are, this is the reason they go in formation. He says it all has to do with the flow that occurs behind the leading organism, and the way they're moving in formation can actually be an energetic benefit.
Mm.
Would you like to know about the Peace Prize?
Yep.
This sounded perfect for me.
The Peace Prize.
This was
in the Ig Nobel Awards.
Yes, in the Ig Nobel Awards for developing an algorithm to help gossipers decide when to tell the truth and when to lie.
Come on. These are serious research things that are just idiotic, right?
You have to have light and shade, Dave.
Right, okay,
do you know what I mean? Someone else in safety engineering developed a moose crash test dummy because a lot of cars were crashing into mooses. Is that the right word? Mooses. Not mice.
I hate those mises to pieces. I have no idea what a meese or moose plural is.
Moose in Sweden. And finally, the economics prize explained mathematically why success often goes not to the most talented people, but instead to the luckiest people.
Yeah, have you ever seen the charts lately? Some of the stuff that tops the charts, the worst people. Oh God, don't talk.
Have you seen it in London this week? That's this year's Ig Nobel winners.
Okay.
Speaking of weird...
Do you know I went to the Nobel place in Sweden there a couple of years ago?
Or did you win an award?
No, I was in Sweden. I went to see a Billie Eilish concert actually. I went to the. I hate to, this is a terrible thing to say, but it's really boring.
Sweden was generally.
No, the Nobel Prize Museum.
Was it really? Yes, why?
I only went to see Bob, to see what the Bob Dylan thing entry was. Gee, I really had to look for that, I'll tell you. It was all very, you know.
Say this is junk science, but you'd have more fun at an Ig Nobel.
No, and we had a guy showing a bunch of us around and everything. And it was all like. come on, whatever. And then I went to the ABBA Museum. It was fantastic.
It was brilliant. Yeah.
Seriously, it was.
I know. I would go to the ABBA Museum.
Philistine.
I would go to the ABBA Museum first, for sure. Well, there's more junk science this week because apparently spoons and bowls that use electricity to make food taste saltier are going to...
They're doing things with things like that they have electrodes in them or something. What's it to do to not be so salty? Is that the reason?
So it's to give the person who's
the feeling
eating
of salt
the
without
impression
taking salt.
Of saltiness without taking salt because salt is harmful. So last April, this particular outlet reported that they were developing a pair of chopsticks that can make food taste saltier without actually adding salt. And these were developers at the Meiji University and Kirin Holdings suggested that similar technology could be applied as well to spoons and bowls. And they wasted zero time in making sure that they could put out a spoon and a bowl. So the new tableware uses a mild electrical current to enhance the salty flavours of the food. Would you like to know how this works?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it works by passing a specific wavelength of electricity from the surface of the utensil to the food, which keys into the ions like sodium chloride that trigger our senses of saltiness. So it does all of that. They get all bunched together when they touch your tongue for a salty taste without actually adding more salt. Now, the problem with the chopsticks initially was that they're too slender for it to work properly. So they need a bigger surface area for this to work properly. So a spoon is perfect. And this gear is boasting that they are going to be able to make food taste 1.5 times saltier, which is specific enough, and a marked improvement over the 30% boost that the chopstick prototypes provided.
And did these guys win the Ig Nobel Prize?
They actually didn't, but they should have put it in. They might be in it for next year when they come out. We'll keep an eye on it. Did you see that they were... What was the thing? What did you think I was going to say about the saltiness? Did you have a story that...
No, but I remember I saw something about that, about spoons being kind of radioactive or something. Well, you know what I mean? You plug them in or something.
Mildly charged. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, did you see this during the week that... they were all out. The politicians were all out. Loads of people were gathered in Kinshasa to inaugurate a footbridge. Did you see this?
Yeah, and the camera, it's great when the camera's on them. They just disappear. It's just
literally
a bit of a laugh, though,
right?
Yeah.
So apparently, no big deal. I have to say, nobody was hurt or anything like this, but it was just a bit unfortunate.
I heard that they were all laughing as well.
They were all
everybody
laughing.
Did.
So
yeah.
I looked into this a little bit, and apparently so basically what happened was when they were literally cutting the ribbon on this new bridge, the bridge collapsed.
Yeah,
right?
Tiny bridge over a
tiny
thing.
Bridge, yeah. Little tiny footbridge, but it collapsed and the people disappeared from view into the stream.
Like those stories you always see people are weddings and they go out onto the jetty and they shouldn't have, and they're taking photos and dresses do be ruined.
That's it, the dresses do be ruined. So they said that the crowd were kind of having a great time with this when the bridge collapsed because what's happening is they're saying that the funding for the bridge was, or the project for the bridge was given to a politician's brother or brother-in-law or something like that. So they said rather than actually going to the right people, it went to a relation and the bridge collapsed as soon as they cut the ribbon, basically. So they were very gleeful. So one of the last people to climb free from the stream underneath it was a guy in military fatigues and dark glasses who was clutching an unopened bottle of champagne.
Fantastic. That's a good ending. It's all right, lads. The booze is safe.
Do you remember back at the start of the... pandemic that people for some reason were buying toilet paper en masse and there was toilet paper shortages all over.
It was a bit sad, really.
It was weird and everybody lost their minds. It was very strange. But so this caused a huge shortage of toilet paper. What it caused elsewhere in the US more specifically was a surge in people buying Japanese toilets fancy
Japanese
toilets.
So wait a second, people bought all this toilet paper and said, we got to do something. I know, we need a toilet. That's weird. Let's buy one.
No, because the Japanese toilets are so advanced.
Oh, I
see. You don't even need toilet paper.
Sorry, right, I get you.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but you don't even need toilet paper. There's heated seats.
They do it all for you.
There's streams. There's all buttons, all kinds of things. So these are luxurious toilets. And they've become, they're everywhere in Japan, apparently. But they're taking off in the US because this all started at the very start of the pandemic when there was no toilet paper. And people were like, Jesus, what are we going to do if we can't get toilet paper? We should probably get a fancier toilet. So they've had an 18% jump in growth. The company is called Toto Limited and they make toilets. And they said that the sales for the device more than doubled in the first quarter of 2020 in the US and jumped 18% in the first quarter of 2022 for the prior year. And the outlook for further growth is bright, even though the toilet paper panic is over. So that was the chief executive.
It was like that thing we were talking about. Do you remember they were worried about the hose pipe pants? This guy went out and bought loads of hose pipes.
Exactly.
Couldn't really make a lot of sense.
It's a bit of that, all right. Yeah. So you get your Japanese toilet now, you'd be...
Okay, give us another one. You have a minute or so.
Okay, I have 1 minute. Let me choose which one.
Oh, really? You've loads, do you?
I have two. Right. So we were talking about Joe Biden earlier on and having to get the bus.
Yeah.
So apparently one of the things that they did when Joe Biden came in was to establish a new ambassador at large position for the Arctic region. So they're sending an ambassador to the Arctic. Apparently this is because It's a growing area of geostrategic concern, Dave.
So everybody's trying to lay claim, are they?
Russia is after
China is after it,
and the US are now after it
as
well.
The flag.
So the decision, there hasn't been someone appointed yet, but it's a growing area of interest, and they're very excited to appoint their new ambassador in the next couple of weeks, and that they said that the name would be submitted soon. Is that exciting?
Arctic ambassador, and also what came out during the week, it seems he was like, when I heard it first, I thought, what?
Yeah.
And it seems he was deadly serious. And there's others saying it's not actually the worst idea of all. Trump,
what?
Do you remember Trump wanted to buy Greenland?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like it was true. And it's really like
is he buying
plans
it?
Plans had been advanced. Well, no, he's not.
He'll be back in 2 years' time and he will.
Yeah, he's got a wall to build first. All right, listen, Afric, thank you very much indeed. Fair play, Afric O'Connell.
Thanks,
it is.
Phil.
It's coming up to news time. Dave Fanning on 2FM.